Kama that says that. Like this. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel at Tumul Koma Tame. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is asking a question. This is what he means to tell him. Hatanakama. Raya minayin. How do you know this from? Mibinyan Ahechol. Like, do you think you learn from the Beis Hamikdash? Ota kuli yalma kibinyan Ahechol Avdi. What does one got to do with the other? Like, here we're talking about building a private house for your son, for your daughter. What does the guy do learning out from the Beis Hamikdash? Like, it was a question that he asked. Not really a raya. Tanya, we learned. Acherim oimrim. Others say. Roimia, how? What's the height of these rooms? Kikaroisov, like the beams. What's kikaroisov? Says. Kairach kikaroisov. Shame the student baruch b'shabayim. The height was like the width of the house. That's what he meant to say. For the Gemara of Elaim, let him say. Run your karach, but I don't say clear like that. He should have said, the height of the house is like the width. See, boy, same, besa miloi ravach. Tell your house by the, miloi from the top, it's wider. That's what he meant to say. Like the width of it, from the top width, not from the bottom width. The boy, same, mishum diika be kavri. That there are window space there. That's what he wanted to say, from the length of the beams means where there are no windows. So from the width of that place where there are no windows. For Vichanina Nofek Lekraisa. He walked outside Lekraisa, he walked outside to the street like or to the yard. Romi Lekra Dodi. And the Yistam question is Thirim Sukim. Or Lekraisa, what she means he went out to the town. Mashbam says, and the people in the town asked him a question. Romi Kra Dodi, Yistam Thirim Sukim. Ksiv 1 Posik says, Vihabayis Asher Bona Melashleimai Lashem. The house, the base of Midrash that Shlomo HaMelech built, Shisha Ma'amah Okra. It was 60 yamas long. V'yes from Rochboy and 20 wide. U'shloisha Ma'amah Kamosai, and it was 30 high. Yeah, that's what one posik says. Uksiv, another posik says, Olufnei HaDvir, in front of the base of Midrash at the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Eskra Ma'amah Orech was only 20 yamas long. V'yes from Ma'amah Rochav and 20 yamas wide. V'yes from Ma'amah Kamosai, 20 yamas tall. So what's the stira? One it says 60 by 20, and one it says 20 by 20. So Amalu, he said back, Ki kachosher, when the second pasuk is talking about, Misvas kruvim olamala. When it says 20 by 20 means, from above the kruvim. That's what it's talking about. And the kruvim itself was 10, therefore there's no stira. So it's talking about now, what was above the kruvim. That's what I meant to say. And if so, my kumashmalon, what does it come to teach us? That ho kumashmalon, lamato kilamala. That the bottom was like on top. Ma lamala is like on top. Ein mishamish klum, af lamato ein mishamish klum. The bottom also wasn't mishamish anything there. So Shbam says, ki kochoshiv esrim the koimas based kodesh hakadoshim, when it says the 20 of the kodesh hakadoshim, misvas kruvum alamala. From the kruvum above. Kechoshev, shakruvim shel shloimai shnayim hoyu. The kruvim by Shlomo Melech Beis Hamikdash were two of them. Al karka, echad min oren, one on the right side of the oren. Eitzah kaisa myrovi. The echad mismila, one on the left side. For roimi was tall eser, k'dechid be'edjim imlochem. Therefore, together it was 30. Or my kumash malach mosman lomeli kechoshev kro ki agavno misvas kruvim lomala leim shloshim. What do you got to say? 20. From above the Kruvim, and the Kruvim were 10, say Bechlau, the whole thing was 30. What do you got to say, 20, and you're telling me above the Kruvim, like 10 above the Kruvim, what do you got to say that for? So Marintis, Shpam says, Amashan, Yochum Ashmolon, that Lamata Kalamala, Tahani Esther Amish, that Kruvim, the Yoram named him, the 10 Amish, that the Kruvim and the Yoram were standing by, Kumaya Esrim Shalamala, the same thing like the 20 above, Maha Esrim Kulam, Chalal, just like the top 20 yamas above the kruvim was hollow, v'yein behem dover, kach gam eser, v'guf ha-kruvim b'nes ha-yoimdim. It was almost like a nes. The kruvim itself was like a nes. It was almost like 10 yamas on the bottom without the kruvim. How did the kruvim stand there? Where was the place of the kruvim? It was a nes. Like there was almost like 30 yamas of ear, and the kruvim were there. Yeah, I'm almost like on the nace. I'm them. Click on, we'll soon see. Omakum Orwin Ainam in Amidu. We're not talking about the Makum Orwin here. Ela Beneso Yomit. Bakansi Akruvim. Shane Biavir Lechaitzi. The wings that were in the air, that doesn't make any separation. But the actual Kruvim didn't take up any place. Sumar says again, Hokamashmalon Lamata, the bottom of the Kalamala is above. Malamal, just like on top, Aimishtamish Klum. Aflamata Aimishtamish Klum. Someone says, Messiah, it's a proof of so, the Rebbe Levi, like Rebbe Levi. The Yom Rebbe Levi, Vitema Rebbe Yechanon, Dovah, this thing you should know, Messiah was given over in our hands, never sent from my father. That Mokom, Oren, Okruvim, Enam, and Aminion. When Mida, when you want to count like the place, how wide the Kodesh HaKadoshim was, where the Oren and where the Kruvim were, they themselves are not part of the Mida. They're not part of the measurement. In other words, it was Mamashanes. The way it stood there, it wasn't part of the measurements, the actual Kruvim itself. So soon see. Tanya now Yochi, we learn like this also.
Yeah.
Alright, turn over. So soon see. Tomorrow explains the Vaita. Tanya now Yochi, we learn like this also. Orin Shaosa Moshe. The Oren that Moshe Rabbeinu made, Yesh Loi Revach Eser Amos. The Oren itself was 10 Amos. L'chol Ruach. For Ruach. It's all sides of it. It was 10 Amos. Shram says it means, Kishenitim Mabeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. When it was put into Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shosah Shleimoi, Shu Chof HaChof, was 20 by 20, Yesh Loi Eser Amos, Revach L'chol Ruach, Ruach. Yemin L'Smoil, Haray Eserim B'lo Yoren, Olufon of Chof, Aradvir. As if to say, on all sides of the Oren, there were still 10 Amos there. So it was a nest. Those things was 20 Amos, and the Oren itself had 10 Amos on each side of it. So some type of a nest that the Oren was standing there. It was Amos a nest, the way the Oren was there, and like it's called, the whole thing was 20 Amos, and on the Oren itself, there was 10 Amos on the right side, 10 Amos on the left side. It was like a nest. Amar Ravina Amar Shmuel. Kruvim, the Kruvim, Bines Hainoim Dim, also how did they stand up on top of the Oren? It was there Bines Hainoim Dim. Shneem the Pesach says, V'chomesh Amis, 5 Amis, Knaf HaKruv, was the wing of the Kruv HaHachas of one of them. V'chomesh Amis, 5 Amis, Knaf HaKruv HaShenis, was the wing of the second Kruv. Eser Amis, 10 Amis, Miksois Knofov, Yat Ksois Knofov, like from one end of one wing to the other end of the other wing was 10 Amos. If so, Kufayim Hechi Hevi Kaimi, where were the Kruvim themselves standing then? Elishmamina Benes Hainoimdim, is Amish a nest that the Kruvim fit in there?
How big were the Kruvim again?
Say now, each one was 5 Amos by 5, each Kruv was 5 year. And from one to the other was 10.
From one wing to the other wing was 10?
It was 10, yeah. So the question, like, where was the Kruvim himself? And if each wing was 5 and 5, so where was the Kruv itself, like? So it was like a nest. Like, where the Kruv fit in there, didn't really wasn't a place for it to fit in there. It was a nest that it was there. It's like there's no place for it. If each wings, you know, like, was 5 and 5, and together it's 10, so where was the Kruv? The group for the bird itself, at the middle part of the bird, was like a nest that was there. Because each wing by itself was 5, and together was only 10. So really there shouldn't be any room for the group of the crew. Yeah, two of them, right, each room. So
each one was 5 and 5.
Right.
So it was the size
20,
of the
year.
The size of the unit.
Right. But the question is, that's the wings alone. So where was the group, the body?
The body of the things,
that stood the nest. That there was no real room for it to be there. That was there, the nest. Maybe we're sticking out like a Tanagolim, heavy kind of. Maybe we're standing like a Tanagolim, that it was sticking out of the urine, maybe.
Or come out and say what it looked like when it came out.
Maybe. For the rubber still, maybe Chreis is like a little chicken. Or mask of La Rova Vidilma Zesh like Kenegat Zevikaimi. Maybe one wasn't exactly like the picture here. Maybe one wasn't exactly the opposite the other way. So maybe they were both one in front of the other one.
One at the corner.
Maybe it wasn't that way. So maybe it wasn't such a big nest. Maskel Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Vedilma Vilach Zalune Hevikaimi, maybe or maybe like this, the Rebbe was diagonally, so then it wouldn't be a kasha. Though kashra together, it's exactly 20, so there's no room for the body, that's only if it went straight across. If you go down the diagonal, maybe there's more space. The diagonal is always 2/5 more. Maybe there wasn't, but that, maybe that's the way the two kruvim were staying, the way this picture was. Then it's not a nest. How you could have the goof, the actual body of the bird there? Maskiv lo rafuna, thread of Yeshua. Fidilma, beisami lo yiravcho. Maybe in the base of Midish above was wider. Maybe Taqav was, there was more space above. So what was the proof so much that there was a nest? Master of a papa, Fidilma miknaf heve kanfi yadayu. Pashta means maybe like the wings means like the top of the bird. That enechami, the body is part of the wing. So maybe means like the body itself was part of the wings. So maybe there's no nest. Maskalor Ravashi, Vidilma Shachufe, Heavy Meshalchufe. Also, I mean, that they were waving it like maybe was waving it, wasn't straight out. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, kids, they asked all these caches. So, if it was not a real proof to say it was an S, the vice says that was the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah was that it was an S. That's Moshav, Moshav, as you say. Here, Knaf, Knaf, Kodim, Shechet, like Rashi Mashman says, but like it was holding your hands. Like you put your hands one on top of another. So maybe the wings were not stretched out. They were like folded over, one over the other. So again, what's the big proof that there was a nest here? Keitzer hei, right, and then the Gemara says, Ye keitzer hei naimdim, Reb Yechon, Reb Loza, Chad Omenal. So Keitzer, there's no real proof, but that was the Kabbalah that it was a nest. Now the shayla was, how did the kruvim stand there? Keitzer hei naimdim. So it's machoikis. Reb Yechon, Reb Loza, Chadom Pneim Ishalochiv. One says the two faces look one to the other. The Chadom one says no, Pneim Labayis. Is the face were facing the opposite way when they were facing the bias, the walls, the Mizrach, to the Maror, to the Kodesh Kodashim. They weren't facing one another. For the Maror, man, the Yom, the Kodesh man, the Yom, Pneim Ishalochiv. They're facing one another. I look see the Pesuk says of Pneim Labayis. They were facing the base, but by the base. The base of Migdash, not facing one another. So what's the Lakasha? Kan bezman shi sroloisim shloini shemokam. When the Klaiso was doing the mitzvahs, then taka, the faces were facing one another. Except to say Hashem is happy with us. Kan bezman sheini sroloisim shloini shemokam. Samashanes. When Klaiso was not doing the mitzvahs the way they were supposed to, so the faces of the Kruvim changed around. They were not facing one another. They looked, different. The moral man, the yamal pneim labayis, the both faces was towards the bayis, though they weren't looking together, but in the same direction. Ayuk said the pasuk says of pneim ishalachiv. It says no, they were facing one another. So the Gemara says the Torah says the master yastudi, like sideways, not exactly looking alike and not exactly looking the same way, a little bit tilted. They were like tilted one towards the other. So it's both a little bit they were looking together and a little bit they were both looking forwards. So it's like both of them. Here, the tiny we learned, Unklus Hager Omar, Kruvim Maise Tzatzuyim Heim, O Mitzaydudim Peneim, it's Maise Tzatzuyim, it's Maise Tzatzuyim means, Rashi Rashbam says, Posiku Bekruvim Adivra Yomim, Poloshen Tzatzuyim Kloima Tinoikis, like kids, they're meaning microbes that are like little kids, Kloima Tinoikis, Haniftorm Ravaseno, like when children go away from the Rebbe, then Mitzadets Dudi, like when they walk away from the Rebbe, they don't go their backs away from the Rebbe, they go sideways, you turn around a little bit sideways. To the year, that Maise Tetsuyim Hain, Umitzadadim Pneim, they like turn their faces a little bit, Ketalmid Haniftim Rabbi, like a Talmud that goes away from his Rebbe, that's the way they turn their faces around sideways. That's why there's no steer in the psukim. The faces of Taka, their faces were facing straight, and also a little bit sideways, together like this. So they were a little bit going back sideways, so you're making in both parts of the psukim. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.
This question.
You're holding up tzaddik test of an aleph for the bottom of the Mishnah. Mishi yesh loy bor lefnim mi beisa shechaveroi. You own a bor, a well, in front of somebody else's house. In the case where you either, Rashban says, you just bought the well off him, and we hold also that by buying the well, you have a right to walk through his house to go to the well, or else the case is that you bought a peshutfus like. But I'll call upon him, you own now a well in front of somebody else's house, and that the only way to go into that well is by bothering the owner to go through his house. So halacha is, nichnas b'shor shederach b'nedr nichnasim. Even though you own the well, you're only allowed to go in there in daytime, when you're not going to wake him up, when it's normal for people to come in. V'yaitse, and you're sure to leave early, b'shor shederach b'nedr yaitzim. At a time when people leave early. In other words, you're not allowed to go in the middle of the night, even though you own it and you have a right to go there, but you have no right to bother him. Rashbam says, B'yayim, you should go in by daytime. Shamanas kein cholkoi. That's the reason why he gave you ownership here. Feloishet richu, veleilois lamad mimitosoi luftechloi. And not that you have to wake up 2 o'clock in the morning to open up the door for you to come and to fetch water. So even though you own this water, you only have a right to come in at normal hours. Yeah. V'yein machnes behemtoi. You're not allowed to bring in your animals to his house also. You want to feed your animals. So you want to fetch them water. So you're not allowed to bring the animals to his house to go through the backyard to get to your water. Or mashka miboroi. El, or rather, what should you do? Mimala, go in there, fetch the water. Or mashka mibachutz. And fetch the water outside and feed your animals outside. Yeah. Now another halacha is, v'ze oisaloi paiseches. Both of them have a right to make a lock on the door. On the door to get into the well, or to get into the house, to go into the well, both of them have a right to put a lock on the well. So more says like this, paiseches lehecho. Who are you locking out here? What lock, for what purpose is this lock? So Amar Rabbi Yechon says, Shneim Labor. Both are putting the lock on the bor. They're both locking up the bor. A double lock. So the kids said, to get the water out of this bor, you're going to have two people opening up the door for you. Or opening up the lock. Two locks. Yeah, Shneim Labor. So that's Rabbi Yechon says. So much like this. Bishleim Abal HaBor. I understand why the owner of this well wants to put a lock on it. Boilish the Murray, Maya the Borei. He wants to